it with me. Here we go. Today's message is The Huddle of Following. Not crazy about the title, but I tend to like, if I start off with fear and floundering, I got to have an F, so there's the F, following. But really, it fits with what we're talking about. These disciples, Jesus had died on the cross. He had resurrected. And that sounds good to us from this point. But where they were, they're scared to death. Okay? So that's what we've been talking about. After he resurrected, Jesus met with his disciples at least how many times? Probably more than that, but four times recorded in the Bible, clear as crystal. We can see it. And I call them huddle-ups. Huddle-ups. You know I like ball. And nothing like a good huddle to help the team. And a timeout sometimes. Amen, say. But he met with them. They were assembled together in huddles. Now, the first two huddles, we called the huddle of what? Fear. Because they just, their leader had just been murdered, crucified, killed by people in authority. These aren't rogue gangs that killed Jesus. These are people that have authority. These are supposedly, you know, righteous people even. You understand? So they're scared to death. Okay? When people of authority are out to get you, and authority is corrupt, you're really in trouble. Are you hearing me say? Okay? So they're scared to death. The huddle of fear. We see them locked in a room two different times. We won't re-preach the message. Okay? They were scared to death. Trust me. Jesus met with them. Even though they had failed Jesus, they had fled Jesus, they had denied Jesus, he met with them and he said these words to them, "Peace be unto you. Peace be unto you." He didn't say, you know, "You're sorry, no good, piece of crap." Excuse my language. He didn't say anything like that. No! He said, "Peace be unto you. I love you. I still believe in you. I need you. I want you." That's what he was saying. But when we're in fearful places in our life, we don't hear that, do we? We hear we're no good. We hear we can't make it. I just, you know, but that's the devil. That ain't Jesus saying. Amen? He came to them, and we saw that. Now the huddle of floundering. Last week, John 21. So John 20, fear. John 21, they're floundering. Peter does stand up. They start moving forward, but they're moving forward in their own strength. And they went back to their old way of life, fishing. And they found out they're not really good at that anymore. For 3 years, they've been following the master caster and catching men and reaching people. So they go back to fishing, and most all the disciples followed Peter, remember? So he's the leader, but he's not leading them, not really where they need to be going. Okay? I've called you to be fishers of men, not fishers of fish. And so Jesus met there with them. He huddled there with them. And we see at the last part of the last week's message how Jesus dealt with Peter and his denial. Remember? Three times Peter denied Christ. Three times Jesus lovingly said, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" Till Peter got it through his noggin again. "Lord, you know I love you." And that guilt, I'm not saying it was all gone, but the guilt got enough gone in Peter's life that he could move forward. You understand or not? So, now here's today's message. So, the disciples were struggling. They were moving, but under their own strength, their own ability, their own direction. This is last week. Jesus helped them with their fear and their what? Their failure, because he needs them. All of the disciples had forsaken Jesus and fled, and they are the very ones. They're the very ones that he needs to take the what? Gospel into the whole what? His plan's going to fall apart if these boys don't get with the program. You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about it. Jesus died on a cross. That's pretty rough. Rose from the dead. That's pretty hard. And then for 40 days, he's having to hang out with them to get them to do. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot God does, isn't it? Say, come on. So there he is. Come on. And they're just about what? They're just about ready now. Okay, today's fourth huddle up. The huddle of following. Here we go. Let's go to the Bible. Here we go. Jesus huddled with them, sit with me on the Mount of what? I've been to that church many times. I've been to the top many, many times. This is the Mount of Olives. The Mount of Olives, by the way, is covered with graves for two reasons. One, because that was where in the Old Testament Messiah would return to the Mount of Olives. And so people were buried there to be closer, they thought. You understand? But also, the Muslims also had heard that the Messiah was going to come there to the Mount of Olives, and they knew that the Jews wouldn't have anything to do with a dead body. And so they did a lot of burials there as well. Another reason, though, really. You know what I'm saying? And also, they also desecrated a lot of the graves. But the Mount of Olives is covered with graves. This isn't an ancient picture. This is a picture of today. But these graves are, you know, a couple of thousand years old or more. When you walk through, you talk about an old graveyard. That's an old graveyard right there. Okay? So anyway, let's look at Acts chapter 1. I'm going to do my best. I've got about 15 solid minutes with you. Hang in here with me. I'm going to try to teach the book of first chapter of Acts. I've never done it. Not really. I mean, I've used a lot of verses out here, but not verse by verse. Here we go. We'll have to make a little speed, though. Here we go. Luke wrote this book of Acts. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was what? Taken up. And where were they at? They were on the Mount of what? Olives, which is just across from Jerusalem. Not very far. Just a couple hours from here to there. It's all, but mainly, you know, just climbing or you know, coming down that hill. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the who? Whom he had what? He didn't make a bad choice. These are good guys. They're the ones he chosen. He needs them. But they're scared and they're floundering. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them, how many days? 40 days. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being what? There's our huddle. Huddle up. There they are again. And being assembled together with them. Now, last time we saw them huddled up at the Sea of Galilee. That's a couple of three good hours away by car. Okay? So it's a ways for them to come by foot or, you know, by donkey or whatever. All right? So after being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from where? Don't go back to where you're from. It's not your life anymore. Okay? You need to stay right here in Jerusalem. You mean right where they killed you? Right where everybody hates your guts and hates our guts? Exactly. Don't run back home to mama. Right here. So being assembled with them, he commanded them they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the what? The promise of the Father, which says, you've heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. They didn't know anything about all this. You know, all they knew is he's leaving. They don't even get that. He says, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send the Comforter to you. Remember? Sure. So Jesus helped them with their what? And that's what huddles are for. Huddles are for focus. We don't give the football team, you know, 30 plays and go, hey, remember every one of them now and we're not going to see you till after the game. No. You're on the field getting your brains knocked out. What's the next play, coach? You don't even know half the time. Amen? And so you huddle up and you get your groove on again. Amen? That's what you do. So he's helping them with their focus. So now verse 6. When they were therefore come together, they're in this huddle together with the Lord, where? On the Mount of what? Olives. They ask of him, saying, Lord, here's the disciples talking. Will you restore again the kingdom to Israel? That's not a bad question. That's what the Old Testament taught. Messiah would come and he would establish, you know, his rule and reign upon the earth. So they're asking this question. But that's not what Jesus had called them to do. Okay? Listen. Don't focus on times and seasons. Look at it. He said unto them, it's not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father has put in his own what? Guys, if you're away from following the Lord, listen to me this morning. It's classic to ask the wrong questions. Instead of worrying about your tail and worrying about where you are in your walk with God, oh, but the church, and what about whatever, and Sister So-and-so, and what about this, and I don't know about all the Bible. And there you go, floundering. Floundering your life away. That could be a real life for God. Are you hearing me or not? Okay. So, he's helping them. Don't ask questions. Don't worry about what God's big plan is. Don't worry about what God's plan is for me. Worry about what God's plan is for you. Okay? Focus on the following. Do focus. Verse 8. Verse that we have talked about a lot over the years. But you shall receive what? Power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be what? Witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Guys, focus on that. Focus that God's going to give you power. Listen, I told you I wouldn't leave you alone, but we're scared, Jesus. I know we want to go home. I know you were just there. Come on, stay here. Come on, come on, come on, come on. And we're not going to leave you alone. God, the Holy Spirit's going to be with you. And by the way, this word witnesses, listen to me. I'm just going to segue a second. God hadn't called you to flop on the floor like a chicken. Excuse me, did you hear me? And you might not like me talking like that, some of you. God hadn't called me to somehow just, I get full of the Spirit and act like the fool. Did you hear me? I know that's tough preaching. They won't like it on the radio. He called me to be witnesses unto Him. And guys, so much of the foolishness we do in church today is not a witness to the lost world. They think you're crazy. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Say. You're crazy. Yeah, but that's the world. They don't know what we're talking about. That's who we're supposed to witness to, is the world. Come on. It matters what they think. Are you listening or not? They ought to look at it and go, I like that. I want that. Not like, God, help me. Get me out of here. You know what I'm saying? All right, I know that was ugly. You shall receive the power to do what God's called you to do. What is that, Lord? You shall be what? Witnesses unto me. Can you imagine what Jesus is doing in heaven sometimes? Seeing us doing the crazy things we do. And like, oh my goodness. They sure aren't good witnesses. He's called us to be witnesses. You're going to represent me. That's what that word witness means. I'm going to go to heaven. Jesus says, I'm going to be seated at the right hand of God the Father. And I'm going to make intercession for you and for all those that are going to come to me. For years and hundreds and thousands of years, whatever. It's going to happen. And so you're going to represent me where? In Jerusalem, right here in this town. In Judea, going to spread it out a little bit. You're going to see it's going to grow. In Samaria, yeah, even the places that you don't want the gospel to go, guys, it's going to go to people you don't even like, sure. And into all the earth. That's what He said would happen. Did it happen? Can we thank Him for it? Come on, church, let's go. It happened. Happened! Just like He said. Now, they can't see it happen. They're like us. When we're not following, when we're frustrated, we're fearful, we're floundering, we can't see the future. But that is the future. You got to see the future, didn't you? Come on, because they got on the horse somehow, because look, we're here today. Amen? Come on. So focus on following. Say that with me. Focus on what? One more time. Focus on what? That's our job. So it's fourth down now. We've had the huddle. Last huddle, guys. Fourth down. And Jesus broke from the huddle. No more huddle ups with me. Nope. It's on you, team. It's on you guys. On you 11. Because Judas had betrayed, remember? He's dead. And when He had spoken these things, while they beheld, Jesus was taken up from the Mount of Olives, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked, what? Just like you and I would do. We'd be like, oh my God, what just happened? Where'd He go? Come back. And they just stood there looking. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Yes, some kind of angels or people who are glorified or who knows what. But here they are. Which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you in heaven shall so come in like manner as you've seen Him go into heaven. So what was the deal? That's a praise the Lord is right. Amen. Come on. Listen. So what was the deal? What were they saying? Quit looking around. What are you looking at? You're going to be a while. He'll come again, but listen, quit standing here looking around. Say that real loud with me. One, two, three. Can we say it louder? One more time. Go, man. Go. Get out of here. Get out from this mountain. Do what God said do. Are you in your life where you're not following the Lord? Then that's my word for you. Go. Go. Stop being fearful and stop floundering. Know that He loves you. Well, I failed Him. I understand that. If you confess your sin, He's faithful and just to do what? To forgive your sin and cleanse you from what? All unrighteousness. Aren't you glad that it's His faithfulness relying on and not ours? Amen, say. He's faithful. He's a good God. Amen. So, now we're almost done. But we ain't. Here we go. They what? They returned. Boy, that's good news, ain't it? Did they return back home? No, no, no. They returned unto Jerusalem. From the Mount of Olives, I've taken this walk, I can't, probably a dozen times, down through that pass, because it's sort of cool to do, because they did it, and we always like to do it. And they returned unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey, just a short ways. Because Sabbath, you can't travel long because of the custom and the law. And when they were come in, they went into an upper what? Upper room. Where there abode Peter, there he is, the leader, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zealots, and Judas, not Iscariot, but the brother of who? James, okay? So, that's who's there in that room. So, they returned. That's the first thing you have to do in following the Lord again. You have to return. Did you hear me, yes or no? You need to return. This is a message about them, but maybe we can learn something from them. Yeah, but I'm going to go here. So many people get away from God and they run the wrong way. Or I'm going to go somewhere and start over instead of going back to where you really need to be and deal with whatever it is you need to deal with. That's what they did. They went right back into the teeth of Satan, right there at Jerusalem where everybody wanted to kill them. But they went. They returned. Because that's what God wanted them to do. And that's what they did. Number two, they continued. Just reading the Bible, hadn't missed a verse yet. These all continued. See that word? Say it with me. Continued. They continued with what? One accord in prayer. And another word's mentioned here. And what? Supplication. And wait a minute, they didn't continue as just the good old boy club. Right here in the Bible, right out of the book of Acts, verse 14, they continued with the who? Well, I guess women do matter, don't they say? Yeah. Somehow in the church, you don't. I hate to tell you that. You don't have the role that men can have. I'm learning. I don't understand that. Jesus thought they mattered, right? Yes or no? Sure. Who else was there? Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there in that upper room. And who else? His family. I just think it's interesting. Jesus was like, yeah, I don't know this to know it, but it seems to me that Jesus cared for His family. Guys, was His family not already there? It seems like His family was there. And the disciples were the one that wasn't doing the deal. You hear me, yes or no? Maybe the women were there ready, but the men, they weren't there. Where are you? Hey. You hearing me? Your following just might be very important to other people. Yeah, to reach people, but maybe there's people already there that's following, and you following is going to strengthen them and help them and bless them. And maybe it isn't all just about you. That's ugly, ain't it? Second ugly thing. Here we go. So they continued in unity. Did you notice they don't come going, you denied Him, well, you denied Him. Yeah, but you did, whatever. No, they've already dealt with that in their fear. He's already dealt with that with their floundering, remember? And now they're coming together in one what? Listen, churches that fuss and fight make me sick. Did you hear me? You quote me this morning. I won't give my life to referee a fight. Did you hear me? Doesn't bother me. That's where I'm at in my life. I will not do that. Why? Because I don't need to. And I know the real way to get things done is in unity. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Say. Come on. You don't want that in your business, do you? Say. Listen to me. Do you want that in your business? All the employees fussing and fighting? Or do you say, you're fired? Is that what you do? Yes or no? Sure. We don't want that in the church of all things. Thank God God is blessed. Thank God for the Spirit here. Can you praise the Lord with me? Come on. Come on. We're going to be strong on that. Come on. And then they continued in prayer. Now the word prayer is not as strong as the word supplication. They continued in prayer, praying for the needs of others, things like that. But that word supplication upped it an ante there. They upped the ante on that word right there. The word means begging. The word means desperation. And it also implies for themselves. It's not because they weren't fearful anymore. No, they were fearful. But the difference is they were following. The difference is they were in unity. The difference is they were talking to Him. And they knew He was listening. And they were pleading, God, be with us. Keep us safe. Help us. Oh, God, please help my family, my kids. Please, God. There's that element in the word supplication. And here's our last word, and we're done. We got to read it, though, Roger. We have to. They returned. They continued. And here's a word that wasn't my word at first. I had the word replaced, but then we changed it to the word rectified. Are we awake enough for me to say something crude? I don't like the word rectified because it just sounds like rectum. Now hang in here with me. Guys, if you study words, brother, I'm telling you, words come from somewhere. Now listen, I know I woke you up. Don't get angry yet. Let me say something to you. There was one of the 12 who had betrayed Jesus and who had betrayed them. And he had caused a lot of mess or crap. That's why I put the word rectified. Guys, if you're going to return to follow Christ, listen to me. Yeah, you return and yeah, you continue, but there might be some mess in your life that you need to deal with. If you want to be a follower of Christ, instead of, whatever. There's junk and mess in our life that we ought to really spend some time on working on it. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Aren't you tired in your life? Quit making the same stupid mistake after the next. And bop, 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 bop. Wouldn't you like to just get to the place, not where you're perfect, but where you're honest with yourself and with your life instead of running? Wouldn't you like the run to stop? Are you hearing me? I got a hush. And in those days, I'll just read it, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of the names together are about 100 and what? I thought it was just 11. Oh, there's women. There's others there. There's family members. There's 120 in that, up in the upper room area. And Peter does what? He stands up. The leader that God said he would be. He's starting to stand up. He says, men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spoke before concerning who? Judas. He's dealing with some mess. Before we're moving out of this place, before we move on, we got some unfinished business, guys. That's what he's saying. Which was guide to them that took Jesus. David mentioned that in Psalm 109, by the way. For he was numbered with us, and he was obtained and had obtained part of this ministry. He was important to us. He filled a need. What was Judas's position? He was the blank treasurer. And he wasn't picked to be the treasurer because he was not good at it. He was probably really good at it. And he probably did a really good job. And there's a hole in the line. We're not going forward until we fill the hole. Did you hear that? Yes or no? I've never preached this passage all of my life. I'm glad I saw it this week. You need to fill that hole, man. So he says, we're going to do it. He said, now this man Judas purchased a field with the reward of iniquity that he got. And he fell headlong and he burst asunder in the midst and all of his bowels gushed out. Peter didn't mind telling you ugly stuff. And it was known over all Jerusalem what happened. And so much as the field is called in the proper tongue, Akadema, which is to say the field of blood. Everybody knows what happened. For it's written in the book of Psalms, let this his habitation be desolate And watch this. And let no man dwell therein. And watch this. And his bishopric or his office or his position among the apostles, let another man what? By the way, that's in Psalm 109. Over 1,000 years before this was written. Wherefore of these men which have companied with us all that time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his what? So, he said, we need to pick somebody to fill that hole. And he must have been with us from early on and must have witnessed the resurrection of Jesus. But we're not leaving this room and we're not moving forward until we fill that hole and deal with some mess. And think about how they must have felt being betrayed by Judas. This was hard to even talk about, wasn't it? Say, come on, can't we just forget it and go on? No, we're going to deal with it, he says. So, and they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justice. I'm glad I'm Gary, okay? All these different names. Here we go. And this guy, he was just Matthias. Okay. So they named two, and they prayed and said, Lord, you know, these are two that have been here with us. They're good guys. You won't let you do it. Lord, you know the hearts of all men. Show whether these two you've chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and what? Apostleship. Apostle had been with the Lord since the beginning and experienced the resurrection. I'm late. From which Judas by transgression fell that he might go to his own place. Here we go. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon who? And he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Guys, we got to quit. Roger, help me. Return. Say it with me. Continue. And you'll never look at the word rectify again the same. I'm sorry to do that to your mind early on a Sunday morning. I've got the preacher done did to my mind. Amen. Come on. Let's praise the Lord for his word this morning. We're done.